Hello once again, Viking Nation. I'm Wes James. Lounge High Football is on the air. And this is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Loudoun County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. Tonight, a huge, huge matchup with Region Foe Camden County. We played Camden 8 times in Coach Mack's tenure, and we are 2-6 against Camden. Of course, lost last year here at home 24-7. Overall, throughout the entire series with Camden, they lead the series 9-8. Our Vikings suffered our first loss of the season at Colquitt last week in a game that was a lot closer than the score indicated. Colquitt took the opening kickoff and marched down the field to go up 7-0. But on the first play from scrimmage, Coach Mack surprised everybody with a halfback pass off of a reverse. The play went like this. Dixon hands off to Harris. Harris, he starts towards the Colquitt sideline. Harris hands off to DeMarcus Jackson, who heads towards our sideline. DeMarcus pulls up, tosses the ball downfield to Xavier Jenkins for an 84-yard touchdown to tie the score at 7. On Colquitt's next possession, Kedrick Clemens in a intercepted the Colquitt pass from the 40, took it in for the score to go up 14-7. But Camden would score two more touchdowns in the first quarter to take a 24-14 lead that they never relinquished. Camden, on the other hand, has suffered their first loss 13-0 last Friday night to Valdosta. Tonight, Camden brings their version of the wing T to Martin Stadium. Question is, will starting quarterback Antonio Hamilton be back at full strength? Hamilton played very sparingly against Valdosta with backup quarterback number 8, Kavon Brewington, taking the majority of the snaps. In either case, look for sophomore Brandon McMaster to carry most of the load for the Wildcats tonight. Region standings look like this. Colquitt, Valdosta, and Lee are all undefeated. And while Lowndes, Tift, and Camden all have suffered one loss. Tonight's schedule looks like this. Colquitt, 6-0, 1-0, will host Lee County, which is 5-0 and 1-0. Valdosta, 6-0, 1-0 in the region, hosts Tift, which is 5-1 and 1-1 in the region. Lowndes, of course, 5-1, 0-1 in the region, hosts Camden, 5-1, 0-1 in the region. So after tonight, one of these two teams will have their first region win. Other games around our area include Berrien County, 2-3, 0-1 at Erland County. Brooks County, 4-2, they're 2-0 at Seminole County. Clinch County, 3-3, 2-1, they're off tonight. Cook County, 4-2, and 4-0, they're at Toombs County tonight. Coffee County, 5-1, they're 3-1 in region play, they're at South Effingham. Lanier County, 1-5, they're 0-3 in region play, they're off tonight. Valwood, 5-1, 2-0 in region play, hosts Westwood tonight. And Valdosta State, 2-2 on the year, 0-2 in the Gulf South Conference, host tough cross-state rival West Georgia, which is 5-0, 1-0 in region play, in conference play, in the Battle of the Peach Basket at 2 p.m. This will be VSU's second straight top 25 team. I'm Wes James, voice of the Vikings, and we're going to take our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Loudoun County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. When we come back, it's off to Martin Stadium and Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking voice crew. You're listening to Loudoun High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 6-minute break.
And welcome back to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. And I am your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. And down on the field is Marty Rogers, as we are going to bring you Lowndes High football right here from the Commercial Banking Company press box in Martin Stadium. As our Lowndes High Vikings are warming up on the field, some of the players from the Camden County Wildcats have made their way onto the field as well. And when we start looking at these two teams, when they come out here to meet, whether it's here or in Camden County, these are two of the biggest high schools in the state of Georgia. There are a few others up there, Kennesaw Mountain and some others up in the Atlanta market that are a little bit bigger. But you get south of Macon, and these are the two biggest high schools in the state. And these two, it's like the giant. It's like Goliath and Goliath meet each other when they get out here on the field. Both teams come in with an 0-1 region record, and neither one of them want to go down to an 0-2 record. And so there's going to be a little bit of urgency tonight between these two teams. Joining me to the left is Taylor Biddle. Taylor, I know you've kind of got a chance to look at these guys and see. This is going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, it's Camden, Bill. That's all you've got to say is
yeah.
Camden. And I know that's been synonymous throughout the years of good, hard-nosed football, well-coached football, very disciplined football. And there's a lot to be said about that. I mean, no matter who the coach has been over the last 15 years, whether it's been Coach Coffey now or Coach Heron up until a couple years ago, seamless transition, in my opinion. Now, Camden might have had some down years, but we couldn't find that out really until the playoffs because they ran through Region 3 pretty well, and they might have lost the first or second round game. I don't think they're in a down year right now, and I don't think the Vikings are in a down year either. Neither one of these teams, like you said, wants to come out 0-2. You're putting your back against the wall. You're forced to. Your playoffs pretty much would start after tonight. You know, you're not completely out of it mathematically, but you need to win, get a good region win, and put you in position to maybe get a home playoff game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the key tonight is not so much playoffs overall. It's the home field advantage for at least one playoff game. Last week, the Vikings made that trip over to Moultrie, Georgia, played the Colquitt County Packers. We talked about it at the top of the show, Wes did in his setter, that he talked about the fact the score was not indicative of the game. We were within 11 points, going for it on fourth down, had made the first down. Whatever the reason, the ball comes out, and Colquitt takes over, and it's a different kind of ball game. And then kind of that period in the late fourth quarter as the wheels start to fall off, frustration begins to come in. That score of 45-27 began to rear its head. But this football team, the Lowndes Vikings, were in that ball game, and we don't make a couple of key mistakes, and they are two interceptions and two fumbles. I think it's a whole different ball game. Do we win or not? I don't know. But it was definitely a different ball game.
Yeah, not to spend too much time there, but I agree with you, Bill. Anytime you give a good football team like Colquitt the ball four times inside the red zone to start their possession, you're not going to win that football game. And, hey, we do that against these Camden County Wildcats, we're going to be in the same situation. You look back to last year. What happened last year? I've said this before, but we blinked over there last year, and we were down 21-0 within, like, 7 minutes to go in that, first quarter. So, that's what you cannot do anywhere in Region 1, whether it's against Tifton, Valdosta, Lee, Colquitt, Camden, whoever. You've got to eliminate mistakes, eliminate penalties, just play good, hard-nosed, smash-mouth football, which we know this team is capable of doing.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about how both of these teams have played so far during the year. Let's go down to the field and get an equipment parts supply sideline update from our sideline analyst, Marty Rogers.
Hey, guys, down here on the field tonight, you can tell that this is a region game. It's just a little different on the field than of course the first five games out here at Martin Stadium. Both teams are warming up. Athletes everywhere. It's impressive to watch Camden County warm up with the number of athletes that they have. But our guys are extremely focused. They got a chance to talk to a few of them, and they're ready to play. You can tell that they got a little edge to them. They got a little, like, they're a little upset, and I hope that shows to be a good thing for them. They're not happy, and that loss last week's not sitting well with them.
Well, you're right there on top of them. I know I saw you talking to a few of the players as they're warming up out there, and that's the kind of mentality you have to have as a football team and as a player that says, "Hey, I'm not ready to go, quietly into that good night. We've got a lot of football left to play, and these Vikings control still what they can do." But it starts tonight against the Camden County Wildcats, and they're going to have to show what they can do.
Yeah, I think we've talked all season long about, one loss is pretty much, I think, expected by a lot of teams in Region 1. You're going to have one loss. It's going to be hard to go undefeated, but there's only three teams that can go undefeated, Colquitt, Valdosta, or Lee.
Yeah.
And two of those teams meet tonight, so it's going to be difficult to go undefeated in region play. So you expect to have a loss, but what you can't do is you can't let that snowball into the very next week against a very good Camden team and get yourself really far behind and not be able to dig out, trying to beg and, claw for that fourth playoff spot. And again, we're not really talking about playoff spots, but we are, because that's what the ultimate goal is to get into the ticket to the dance, as they say.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about just now, we talked about turnovers. As an overall whole, Lowndes has turned the ball over way too many times for comfort. When you look at the other side, Camden has turned the ball over in a loss, one interception, one fumble, and that's it. Now, they've fumbled the ball six or seven times, but they've been able to recover. But they've fumbled only once where they lost it, and they've thrown one interception. So this is a team that knows how to protect the ball, and I think that's a key, especially when you start talking about the wing tee offense.
Yep.
And both of these teams are very steeped in the wing tee. And that is you know, predicated on the fact you control the ball. You control the clock, and that means you got to hold on to the football. So we'll be anxious to see how the Vikings respond tonight and how our running backs like Ahmad Snead and so forth really control the ball tonight.
Guys, just give you one little update down here. Hamden's quarterback, Antonio Hamilton, did not play against Valdosta from what we were told. The guys, he is warming up on the field. He's number six. He's a junior quarterback. They don't throw it a lot, but he's very athletic and has ran the offense very well, of course, in their first five victories. But he is warming up. Looks like he's ready to play. We'll talk to the coach and get a little clarification on that in a minute.
Marty, we got a little bit up here from their radio guys that they do think that Kevon Brewington is going to be the guy, but they wouldn't rule out maybe a rotating of quarterbacks between them. He had an ankle injury, Marty.
10-4. Well, we'll talk to Coach Coffey here in a minute and find out a little bit about that. But again, he is warming up, and I just want to say one thing too. Brandon McMaster, and I watched him warm up a little bit. This kid is shifty. He is quick, built kind of low to the ground. Reminds me a little bit of Darriot Perry from back in the, several years ago for Lounge. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field tonight. But Brandon McMaster, he looked pretty good.
In typical Camden fashion, Bill, they just keep coming. They're making their way out on the field, and they just keep coming out onto the field. What did we count the other night at the coach's show?
Well, I've got 105 on the roster.
105 on the roster. Your Vikings come out, go back in the locker room. They're wearing their traditional crimson pants, crimson uniform with that new crimson helmet. Camden out tonight in the navy blue pants, white uniforms, trimmed with blue numbers, and they got their blue helmet, their traditional old baby blue and navy blue helmet.
That's it. Now, one of the things that we'll keep an eye on tonight also is the play. There's a coach across the way there who played for these Vikings back in 04 and 05. He's got two state championships to prove it. As Coach Randy McPherson's son, Will McPherson, is a full-time assistant coach there. And Coach McPherson talked to us on Tuesday night at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show about the fact that they don't talk during this week. They do talk a lot throughout the season, but this is the week where they don't really spend a lot of time talking to each other, that they don't make the phone calls, they don't text, but they will, you know, after the game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime, you know, Bowden Bowl, you look at the Harbaugh Super Bowl, anytime you've got family, there's a little bit of divide there, and how they choose to go about that divide is up to them. And you know, hey, it's a special moment. You know, I know Miss McPherson's probably going to have more,
she'll probably be in the field house.
She's going to have more emotions than Randy will. Randy wants to beat the fire out of his son, I guarantee you that. Miss McPherson might have some difference of opinion there. But we are about 30 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the Lowndes County Farm Bureau pregame show. We're going to take a 2-minute break. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kick Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box here at Martin Stadium. You are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff as we bring you Lowndes High football tonight live from Martin Stadium against the Camden County Wildcats. Camden County comes in with that one region loss. The Vikings come in with one region loss. And both of these teams are hungry tonight for a region win and to get back on that undefeated trail that they've been on throughout this season. And one of the things that we really haven't really touched on is Camden County for the longest time had never lost a region game. And then they get into Region 1 and they lost one. Yep. Now they've lost one this year. Will it be two in a row or even multiple losses within the season? That's unheard of for Camden County. Yeah.
It was my trivia question on my morning show. 1993 was the last time they lost two region games in a season. That is a long, long time, Bill. And it was to Beach and Johnson of Savannah were the two losses that they had, but it was back in 1993. Listen, Camden's in here. They're saying, nah, we're not going to lose another ball game. They're coming in here to play. You know, Lowndes, you know, we're ready to play as well. I think we showed a lot of poise last week. Now, not poise in the fact that we gave up, you know, 100 yards in penalties and turnovers, but poise in the fact that we can move the ball offensively, you know, against a good Coffee County defense. Camden's going to have a good defense as well. Tell you what, we do have Coach Randy McPherson for the Traditions Flooring Coaches Interview. Let's go down to him now. Marty, what you got for us?
Guys, I am here standing with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, obviously, team's coming off of a tough loss last week, a hard-fought game with Moultrie. How has the team responded this week? What's the mood been like?
Good week. Good week of practice.
Coach, last week your offense actually had more yards than Colquitt. You moved the ball well, but you had four turnovers. What did you tell your team this week? What did you work on to try to correct those mistakes? And Coach, what do you have to do tonight to move the football against Camden?
Well, and we can't turn it over. We do that, we ain't going to win. So they know that. They don't want to turn it over. So we've, you know, focused on that. And we're going to have to execute, man. Not make any stupid penalties. Just execute and play football.
Coach, last week you did move the football pretty well against Colquitt. What positives did you take away from that you could work on this week and hope to see some of tonight?
You know, we did play well on offense. Now we're trying to get better. You know, that's what we're trying to do. We didn't play what we wanted to play last week. We're coming out here tonight trying to play our best game, win, lose, or draw.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, thank you. Guys, right. There you go. That's the Traditions Flooring Spotlight with head coach Randy McPherson. Didn't have a lot to say tonight, guys. If you could tell, he was kind of quiet and kind of like the players were. You can tell he's short and ready to play. He's very focused. I think I kind of caught him right in the middle of trying to get the warm-ups ready. But this team seems to be very focused tonight. I haven't seen them like this in a while. Even the players are pretty tight-lipped. They're ready to let their actions do the speaking for them.
Well, I was going to say the very same thing. I think that you hit the nail on the head in that these guys are focused tonight. They're prepared. They've worked all week long. They want to get the taste of that loss out of their mouths, and they want to move on to the next phase, which is against these Camden County Wildcats. And they want to get that monkey off their back, not only, you know, just from that loss, but we can't seem to get the formula to beat Camden in Martin Stadium. We've handled them in the Georgia Dome a couple of times very well. We've played them well at their place on occasion, but we just can't seem to get that monkey off our back here at Martin Stadium.
Yeah, we've struggled against Camden over the last couple of years, Bill, and anytime we play them, it's usually a low-scoring affair.
It is.
I mean, you look back at the Dome game, I think you said, what was it, 14?
There's 10-0 the most recent time. Now, that 30-0 in 04 was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a different score. But, you know, both teams are ball control. Both teams are, you know, long, sustained drives, putting points on the board. Anytime you have that happen, there's not going to be a lot of points. What that leads me to believe is that you got to come away with points at the end of a drive. You have to. There's no way, whether it's 3 or 7, you've got to come away with points because you may not get the ball for another, you know, 18 minutes in the game. I mean, look at the game against Valdosta. I think Valdosta had about 7 or 8 plays, maybe 10 plays.
Yeah, in the first half, they almost never had it. Right?
I mean, are you kidding me? That is prototypical wing tee offense, keep the other team's offense off the field, but you've got to come away with points. And you cannot make mistakes and turn the ball over. The Vikings are good at that. We had a 15, 16, 17 play drive against Colquitt last week. And we got to be able to continue to do that, come away with points, and eliminate the mistake. I like what Coach Mack said. You know, they're focused. They got to get better. And his interview with Marty was a little short. That leads me to believe he's focused on this and ready to get the task at hand.
Yeah, he really is. Now, we're going to go get Coach Coffey in just a little while. I know he's working with his team down there on the field right now. And we'll get to him as soon as that is available. Want to thank all of our sponsors for bringing you Lions High Football. Want to thank some folks like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on St. Augustine Road, who provide the nugget tray here in the press box. And Chick-fil-A over on Inner Perimeter Road is where we have our Thursday production meeting. We'll have lunch over there on Thursdays. And really, a lot of help, a lot of support from Charlie Cruz and Kenneth White. And I want to thank them personally for all that they do for Lowndes High Athletics.
Yeah, just about 29 minutes till kickoff. I want to jump into our tradition scoring impact players so we can set you up for who we think is going to make an impact in this game. I'm going to start tonight with the Colquitt County offense.
Camden.
Excuse me. Did I say Colquitt?
You did.
I apologize, guys. Sorry about that. Camden County offense. It seems like every year that we play Camden, there's some stud sophomore or freshman that just is going to be with a threat with Camden for the next 4 years, 3 years, whatever. They found him another one, Bill. Number one, Brandon McMaster.
Yeah.
5'8", 185-pound sophomore. The radio guys for them say, guys, he's probably besides Wimbush, the next best player on the field, and he's a sophomore. On the season, he's 57 carries for 617 yards, four touchdowns. He's got three receptions for 30 yards, and he's a force to be reckoned with. He's at wingback position, and, you know, he's somebody that we're going to have to contain. You know, we've been able to stop the rush a good bit, but, hey, last week, Siam King, you know, hey, you ain't going to just tackle me with one little shoelace tackle.
True, yeah.
You got to, you know, and I got a feeling that Brandon McMaster is going to be the same way. He's my tradition flooring impact player tonight on offense for the Camden County defense or offense.
All right. While we're waiting on Marty, I'll go ahead and offensively, I'm looking at the quarterback position. And as we started talking about that a little bit, just trying to make who is going to play quarterback. Well, of course, we hope to find out a little more from Coach Coffey. Antonio Hamilton, number 6, is their starting quarterback, and he's the guy that's been their bell cow. But you got to take into account Kevon Brewington too. Let's go down to Marty now.
Guys, I am standing here with Coach Welton Coffey. Coach, you're in your second year as head coach here at Camden. Of course, we know you're offense coordinator there before. Been here several times. What's it like to be the head coach of a great program like Camden County?
It's extremely humbling. There's no question about it. Anytime you have the opportunity to take over a program behind a guy like Coach Jeff Aaron is, they're very humbling. But we're excited about this opportunity. We hired on a number of coaches on staff. We lost some guys, great coaches, but we were able to fill in with some good young guys.
Coach, I got to ask you, last week, just a lot like Lounge, you went over, or you of course, you had South Austin. You had a tough game. It was a tough loss, but only your second region loss in 14 years at Camden County. How has your team responded? I asked Coach Mack the same thing. How has your team responded? And what's the mood been like in the locker room this week?
I'll tell you what, after the game, everybody was really quiet, which concerned me. But when I saw them come out to practice, they were pretty focused, and that excited me. So I think we're going to be ready to go tonight. It's going to be a good ball game.
Yes, it will. I would agree with you. Two very similar teams. And, of course, one of the similarities is the offense. Your offense is averaging over 350 yards rushing the game. No secret. You like to run the ball just like us. But your quarterback last week, from what I understand, didn't play. He was hurt. What's his status? And, Coach, who are some other players on that offense to watch tonight?
Well, I tell you what, we've got a number of running backs. We're so excited about those guys. We've been saying that for the last 2 years. We've had a good group this last couple of years coming through running the football. So we're not afraid to play any of those guys. You're right. We played a backup quarterback, Kevon Brewington, for the last 2 weeks, and he's done an outstanding job. He's done everything that we could ask a 5'7", 150-pound guy to do. But Antonio Hamilton looks pretty good right now, so we're going to make a decision here in a little while on what we're going to do with that.
Okay, great. Coach, well, I hope the young man's all right. But, Coach, flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, it's no secret. That's where you win championships. That's what Camden County's been great at through the years. And y'all are just the same this year. A lot of athletes, very aggressive style of defense. Who are the leaders on your defense, and what are the keys to stopping Lounge tonight?
Well, I tell you what, we've got some guys over there that's been really doing well. I'm so proud of how they improved as far as pass defense. Darryl Israel, who was an all-region player last year, is back, and he's finally healthy again. D. Wynn at the middle. And our defensive front have done an outstanding job, led by DeAndre Gardenhauer, who's an underclassman, tall Ranger kid, makes a lot of plays. I say he's country cop strong is what he is, country cop strong. So he's going to be a good player for us. But we've got to make sure we're disciplined, lined up correctly or whatever. We've got to watch our teams. It's kind of a mirror image of each other, but I tell you what, Lounge has some unique skill over there.
As Coach Mack said, attention to detail, who blocks and tackles better has probably got the upper hand, correct? Well, Coach, both teams are 0-1. It's not a position that we're used to being in. How important is it tonight to win?
Major.
Coach, you mentioned hiring a few new hires in the last couple of years. I got to ask you, you got a secret weapon over there? You got any trade secrets from the McPherson on your sideline?
I tell you what, you're talking about a good young man. He's worked hard and getting so much better. Again, he wouldn't spill any of the beans, so blood is thicker than water.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you talking with us. Guys, I got to tell you real quick, I was reading his bio today, and I get to the bottom, and it's long. He's got a lot of accolades. There's a lot of great stuff there about Coach Coffey on the bio. But you get to the bottom and says the thing he's most proud of is being born again. Coach, I like that.
Amen.
A good thing.
No question about that. Always keeping God first, and he is real in my life.
Coach, thank you for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the year.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with Coach Welton Coffey. What a great guy and a great leader for the Camden County Wildcats. We were talking about our impact players, and I was talking about the quarterback, and that was I was looking at Kevon Brewington, a backup guy. He's rushed the ball 40 times for 223 yards. He's got two touchdowns, and then But then you got Antonio Hamilton, who really 32 carries, 141 yards, 5 touchdowns. He's 20 of 29 in the air, only 231 yards, but he's got one touchdown too. But that 20 of 29 is incredible.
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, I'm going to go with Antonio Wimbush, and he's their senior. He's their leader. He is the one that we've been watching for 3 years now. But Antonio is a heck of an athlete. He, as I mentioned, he's a senior. He's got 43 carries for 289 yards, 6.7 average. He's got 5 touchdowns. They don't throw it a lot, but when they do, he's got 6 catches for 52 yards. But another thing, guys, is he's got 289 return yards. And most teams try to kick it away from him. So this guy is dangerous when he's got the football in his hand. He is a leader, and he's also very, very dangerous on the special team. So we've got to corral him and keep him at bay tonight and have a chance to win. He's my tradition flooring impact player for the Camden County Wildcats offense.
Guys, I'm gonna flip the script a little bit on y'all when we go to Lowndes High defense.
Okay.
Like both coaches said, these teams are so evenly matched, and they're almost mirror image of each other. What that means to me is game comes down to special teams and the little things.
Yep.
For us on defense, I'm going to go with our punter, number 47, John Belcher. He is a senior, 5'11", 155 pounds. On the season, he is 18 punts for 604 yards. He's averaging 33.6 yards. His longest is 52. His ability to flip the field if we get stopped, if we go three and out, his ability to flip the field is going to be a great factor to the defense for the Lowndes High Vikings. John Belcher is my Traditions Flooring impact player for the Lowndes High defense.
My Traditions Flooring player for our defense, Taylor, is going to be our defensive line. And that we focused a lot on Corvion White this year, and reasonably so. He's been great. But I think Camden's going to focus on him as well, just like Colquitt did. The other guys have got to step up and play well tonight to stop this run game of Camden County. And those are our defensive tackles. That's the senior number 53, Michael Wright. He's 5'11", 243. Senior JoJo Smith, number 51. He's only 5'6", 257. And junior Dakota, as we call him, New Man Ware, who's 5'11", 270. And Coach Mack said he's like moving a brick wall. Those guys have got to eat up blockers tonight. They've got to control the line of scrimmage. And they've got to even get some penetration at times to try to slow down this rushing game of Camden County.
Well, I think defensively for the Vikings, I was looking at the extension of that defensive line and the defensive ends in Kedrick Clemens and Logan Neely. And as I'm sitting there thinking through this and thinking a little more and a little more, the big key for us, I think, is going to be our linebackers, Nate Brantley and Brandon Bell. With the occupation that we hope these defensive line will be able to take care of these guys, Brian Bell and Nate Brantley are going to get, I think, the lion's share of tackles tonight for our Lowndes High Vikings. So my impact players are going to be those two linebackers, Brian Bell and Nate Brantley.
Tell you what, we're going to take a two-minute break. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, and you are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne. Along with me is Taylor Biddle, and down on the field is Marty Rogers. We're talking about the Traditions Flooring impact player. So let's pick up where we left off. Taylor?
Yeah, flipping over to the Lowndes High offense, I'm going to throw a curveball one more time, guys. It seems like any time we play these evenly matched games, Camden versus Lowndes, it's going to come down to special teams, like I said, on the punter. I also think that's going to affect our offense as well. Number 87, Nick Hart, our kicker, has got to have a good ball game tonight,
yeah.
Whether it's extra points, whether if it's we call his number on a 34, 44-yard field goal, 24-yard field goal, I don't care.
Yeah.
We got to have a good snap, and the extension of him is going to be the snapper and the holder to have a great job. Nick Hart, 5'8", 158-pound senior. On the season, he is only 3 of 8, but remember, a couple of those were early in the season because of the snaps and holds and timing. He's 2 of 2 from 20 to 29 yards. He's 1 of 3 from 30 to 39 yards. He is 0 of 3 from 40 to 49 yards. He's not attempted one longer than 49 yards. So Nick Hart is going to have a good game, and by extension, the snapper and the holder. He's my Traditions Flooring impact player tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings offense.
Taylor, my Traditions Flooring impact player for offense is going to be fullback Ahmad Sneed. Ahmad is a senior. He's only 5'8", but he's 194 pounds. Solid muscle. kid is extremely tough to bring down. He's had 27 carries for 132 yards this year with one touchdown, but he missed a few games early in the year. If we remember, he had a knee injury. But since coming back the last two games, he's been our bell cow, especially up the middle, trying to establish the run game. He has got to do that tonight. He's got to get those tough yards in the trenches in order to open up our other backs on the outside. But Ahmad Sneed is a tough runner, and I think Ahmad Sneed's going to have a good game tonight hitting that fullback right up the middle against Camden County. He's my tradition scoring impact player for the Viking offense.
Well, I'm going to go with a running back, too. And as I started looking through the running backs and trying to figure out who's going to really make that impact tonight, you can't look anywhere else but number 33, Dez Copeland. Dez is just on fire lately. Well over, almost 200 yards last week against the Colquitt County Packers. He's got 658 yards on the season so far, 75 carries. He's averaging 8.3 yards a carry and six touchdowns. That long run of 80 yards last week was incredible. The speed that Dez Copeland has when he is in a breakaway. I don't know that we knew he had maybe that much speed, but this is a kid, you got to get him the ball. So he's my tradition flooring impact player.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Camden County Wildcats. This guy may not step on the field as a starter. He rotates with Antonio Wimbush, but we both know that Wimbush is on offense as well. Keep an eye on number 49, Tevin Hall, 5'11", 175-pound senior. He's I think, third or fourth on their team with tackles, 42 tackles on the season. Four of those have been for losses. He's attributed three sacks, and he's caused two fumbles, guys. He's a force to be reckoned with on the Camden County defense. And tell you what, he may not be on the field every possession, but the guy gets some numbers, even rotating in with Wimbush. Keep an eye on number 49.
Guys, I'm going to go with number 44, Deontay Donnelly. Deontay's a senior, 5'11", 195. You know, they run a lot of linebackers on their defense. It's kind of a 3-3-5, but it's more of a 3-5-3, so to speak. I mean, it's a lot of linebackers on the field, and those guys, they're very active, very aggressive, and Deontay's had 32 solo tackles this year, 12 assists for 44 total, two tackles for loss, one sack and two fumble recoveries. But Deontay's very active in the in up there around the line of scrimmage, plays in the back foot a lot. I think he'll have a good game against us tonight. Another name to mention, or a couple names to mention, Bill, I'm not sure who you're going there with, but Coach Coffey mentioned a lot of kids' names on that team. So I mean, they got players up and down the defensive line and in the linebacking corps that's gonna make plays tonight.
Well, I agree. The number 7, defensive end Darrell Johnson is my impact player for the Camden County defense. The guy's got 18 tackles, one for loss, but he's got five sacks. The kid is just out there from that defensive end spot, and we know from how Lowndes plays, that defensive end is almost an outside linebacker in a lot of cases. So the guy's very athletic, and expect a lot of good things out of him tonight. Number 7, Darrell Johnson.
Yeah, those are our Traditions Flooring impact players. Remember, to make an impact on your home, choose Traditions Flooring. We're about 13 minutes away from kickoff. You want to hold it right here, Bill, or you want to take a break?
Yeah, guys.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
I wanted to give you a quick update. As I get through talking, I look up my impact players for our defense, comes out in street clothes.
Uh-oh.
Dakota Ware is not dressed tonight. And
really?
Will not be playing. That is hurt his shoulder Monday in practice, and he will not be playing tonight. He is on the sidelines.
All right,
thanks
for that update.
We're going to take a three-minute break. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Countdown to Kickoff on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5. Kick Country.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff as we are getting ready for tonight's contest between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Camden County Wildcats. The clock says 6 minutes as the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have spelled out the word Vikings on the field and coming up to the press box. Well, okay. I know he's on his way up here. We'll catch the voice of the Vikings, Wes James, in a little while.
Hey, guys, what's your one thing tonight? Give me your one thing.
Ball control.
Marty, what's your one thing tonight?
My one thing tonight is going to be turnovers, guys. We cannot commit turnovers, and hopefully we can pick up one or two. But I think whoever has the most turnovers probably going to lose the game.
Well, I'm going to take the easy one then. If y'all are taking those, ball control turnovers, penalties.
Penalties, that's absolutely, that's a great one.
Think about how many drives were killed with penalties. And think about how many drives were continued last week when Colquitt had some big penalties too. So penalties, ball control, and turnovers are one thing for tonight for success for the Vikings.
Well, joining us up now in the press box is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. We were talking about what's your one thing. What's the one thing that is going to make the difference in tonight's ball game?
Whether or not their starting quarterback plays like he did last week against Valdosta, is he still hurt or is it 100%?
We'll have to see when they get there on the field. Coach Coffey made the comment that he thought he was, but it's a kind of wait and see. It's going to be a game time decision as they'll make up their mind once they see, you know, they watched him warm up. But it's still, you just don't know until you get there on the field. And if it's an ankle, depending on where that sprain is, a high ankle sprain is so hard to get over.
Bryce Ramsey played with us as an ankle sprain, massive ankle sprain. Remember, he's still kicking it out of the back of the end zone. I think he kicked in that week, but I can't remember. But, is he going to be the starter? The backup came in and did a great job against that offense.
Yeah, it really did.
You know, I don't know if they're missing too much of a beat there with their backup, like Coach Coffey said. They've got a lot of athletes. We've got a lot of athletes. Who can perform the best with those athletes and make the least amount of mistakes?
How are you?
Just about 4 minutes away from kickoff. We are going to get the captains here for you shortly. And it'll be time to go down to Marty for the coin toss.
Taylor, I've got an update from you from over in Moultrie. In the first quarter, it is the Packers 7 and Lee County 7 now.
I got a better update for you. It's tied 7-7, four minutes and 27 seconds.
That's what I just said.
Oh, I thought you said 7-0.
No, he said the Packers have 7 and Lee has 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was half listening to you, Wes. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, and I thought that was kind of just a dig at Wes. That, oh, I got a better one for you. It's tied 7-7. So, but I don't say that's surprising, but it is in the first quarter. Lee County has surprised me so far in their victory over Tiff County last week, and how well they're going to play when they get into the week after week of Region 1-6A. They've shown they can handle the first one, and if they're hanging with Colquitt right now, you just don't know how that's going to turn out. But Colquitt, a very strong team. As we look, the captains are starting to come out, so let's get those for you.
Captain's night first for your Vikings, number 26, DeMarcus Jackson, number 32, Brian Bell, number 57, Brian Rowe, number 64, Cole Rigdon. For Camden, number 10, Brandon Parrish, number 24, Jamal Holmes, number 42, Jonathan Lorenz, and number 84, Caleb Howard.
Yep. And as I'm looking, that's actually 28, that's Carlos Lee for the Vikings, that is the one of the team captains, so...
Sorry.
It's all right. Hey, that 26 is an 8. I understand how we lose those sometimes. But as they sit there and wait, we're going to send it down to Marty in just a little while as the Vikings will start to go out to the midfield. And we'll get his take on everything going on. Marty?
Hey, guys. I'm walking out now for the coin toss. And try to check out their captains here. That ref's going to do the introduce the players first and kind of get that out of the way. And then we'll stick in there and try to get the coin toss and see what happens.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Compete with that. I wasn't going to compete with it. Gentlemen, good to see everybody. Good luck tonight. My name's Mr. Hammond, Mr. Underwood. We'll be in the middle of the field. You guys keep sportsmanship with your team on the field, okay? Any questions there? All right, you're my visiting captain, 24. I have a coin. George Washington is heads, the Statue of Liberty is tails. What would you like before I flip it? Heads?
Heads.
Heads. He said heads. I'm going to flip it, and you're going to tell him if you won it or not. He did not win the toss. It is tails. Sorry about that. Coach said you won the toss, you want to defer. That's still the case.
Yes, sir.
Don't move from that spot. Red has won the toss. Defer to the second half. Coach said you want the ball. You want You get the ball. Which way do you want to kick?
You'll kick that way.
You'll kick that way. Step it up.
All right, guys. We want the toss elected to the first, and they will get the ball to start this second game of the Region 1-6A season.
All right, Marty, thanks for that equipment parts supply sideline update. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight in the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff.
Hey, man. Praise God. We'll just be with it.
And be sure and join us again next Friday night at 7 o'clock for the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance countdown to kickoff. As the clock continues to tick down, it's going to be time for a new game tonight. What do you got there, Wes?
Next Friday will be 6:30 because the schedule says 7:30 over in Lee.
That is correct. We'll be in Lee County, so thanks for that correction of time. Be sure and stop by thevikingvoice.com. We'll have all those updates for you time-wise and when we'll be on the air and so forth. Want to remind everybody about the Tuesday night Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We do it live from the mill over in Remerton. And that goes on the air at 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. But I tell you what, you miss so much if you don't make it out to the mill, see these kids in person, get a chance to talk to them and the coach.